We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Yen Ching Restaurant on Good Hope Road in Milwaukee's northwest side has been serving up Chinese-American dishes like chow mein and mushu beef for decades.
A few years ago, local film student and Chinese native himself, Yinan Wang, worked as a director for the family-run restaurant. He became interested in the family's story, specifically its generational dynamics.
Wang directed and edited a documentary of the same name, which showed at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Yujin Wang is producer of Yen Ching and Yinan's wife. She explains to Lake Effect Mayan Silver what initially attracted them to the story.
The owner, Mr. Chen, he wanted his younger son to come back to his family to help the family business. But his younger son doesn't want to do this. They are so different. So maybe the contradictions between the father generation and the son generation is a really interesting thing. And also Chinese culture behind this is really interesting because the father, Mr. Chen, he wanted to have his family reunion or being together forever. But his son, he want to go away. So this contradiction is really interesting.
So he worked at this Yenshin restaurant. He knew about the family dynamics. How did it come about that he decided to make a movie about it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, at the very beginning, this was his project from class. So the class required them to have a small storytelling in the form of movie or in the form of the film. So he started working on his project, and at the very beginning, the documentary was only 20 minutes. So after the 20 minutes, he talked to his professor, Dick Blau, and the professor was suggested him to make a longer one because the culture behind this is so interesting. So they decided to expand the 20-minute story to a bigger one, to a larger one.
So you mentioned that the film goes into generational differences.
Mm-hmm.
What is the aspect of the story that makes it particularly Chinese?
Well, maybe Chinese food. Yeah, that's part of it. And, in Chinese culture, the family should be together. But in the United States, it's different. Everybody is they have their own freedom to go wherever they want. So I think maybe this is kind of the difference from our perspective.
Do you feel like Mr. Chen's son, the younger son who was going to college, do you think he was buying more into the Western culture rather than the Chinese culture?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think he has more sense about the Western culture, want to be away from the family, want to start his own business, and doesn't want to inherit anything from the family.
So there's a scene in the film where the father admits that he would be okay with his son going, mm-hmm. striking out on his own in a different business, mm-hmm, or whatever, yeah. if he was able to financially make it.
Yeah.
Do you think that level of pressure was difficult for the younger son?
I don't think so. I think the younger son, he is very ambitious and he believes he is able to run a business or be success. So I don't think this can be a pressure for him. It's just he doesn't want to stay with his father. I think the biggest pressure is the pressure from working with his father or working with his family. Yeah.
You mentioned that the food is particularly Chinese about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything about the story that was particularly Chinese?
I think it's the spirit of his father. So in the movie, if you can see that, in the movie, the father, Mr. Chen, mentioned one very important concept in Chinese culture, which is a family should be together. So I think this is the most important thing in the Chinese culture. Family should be together.
And was that something surprising when you came to the United States and that was not necessarily the way that all American families run their lives?
Well, Yes and no. Yes, it's because, you guys are just like being away from home and do whatever, go wherever you guys want. No, it's because actually in China, a lot of younger generations or the younger families, they are accepting this kind of concept that a family doesn't have to be together forever. So it's more like half-half.
The tide is shifting in China, you would say?
Yeah.
And what was it like coming from China to Milwaukee in particular when you got here?
People are so into cheese.
That's right.
And a beer.
Cheese is not as big in Chinese cuisine at all, right?
Not at all. It's so different.
was there anything culturally interesting? Because, you know, Yancheng is, I mean, there are some Chinese restaurants in Milwaukee, but there's not a Chinatown. There's not a particular neighborhood where there's a big Chinese population. Mm-hmm. Did that surprise you? Like, how did that, what was that like dealing with that? Coming from China and then maybe having not such a strong Chinese presence in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think when I moved to Milwaukee, I really didn't feel like a lot of Chinese people or Asian people here. But with like a couple of years living here, I figured out it's not that small community. So the Chinese community or the Asian community is just not that small. So I think it's growing or it's improving.
What was it like filming this film in terms of, you know, going to Yancheng and setting up filming and that type of thing? How did customers react to it?
Right. So it's kind of the trust building thing because it's, you know, the story is very private and it's a story about Chinese restaurants, so you have to like build the trust with the owner or with the character in the movie, in the film, because my husband, we didn't have any fundings or any sponsors or anything, so everything he did or we did is just by ourselves, so including the editing, shooting, or whatever, and it's really difficult. Yeah.
How did the Chens react to the movie when it was done?
At the very beginning, he was very like sensitive about it. He didn't like people shooting him in the movie. But with like building the trust with each other, he and his wife thought this may be a good opportunity for the public to know how their life is, and let the outside world listen to the Chinese community's voice and show them like what the life is behind their Chinese restaurant, because there are so many Chinese restaurants in the States, but you guys didn't know, like you guys don't know the stories or the culture behind it, so maybe it's a good opportunity to show them.
The Chens are immigrants to the United States.
Yep.
But yet it didn't seem like the film totally centered around the immigrant experience. It was mostly, it seemed like it was a more universal message about being working people and, like you said, keeping a family together. But there was one scene in the movie opened up with a scene of the older son trying to change the menu of the restaurant.
Yep.
And he was having a hard time spelling menu and explaining it to the person who was on the phone. Mm-hmm. What did the role of being an immigrant play in the film?
Because they story want to focus more on Chen and his restaurant and the story of the family. So I think the immigrant's role in this film is like a contradiction, especially for the different generations contradiction. And as you can see, Chen's wife, she also doesn't speak English, right? She was like trying to learn ABCD. And his older son doesn't know how to spell the menu. So it's kind of hard for them to live in the States. However, they're still chasing their American dreams. So that's a funny part. That's the interesting part. Yeah.
Was there anything that surprised you about when you learned more about the story?
Well, when people are, the first thing is Chinese food is kind of different from Chinese American food. So that is one thing. But the second is when we are seeing someone like Mr. Chen and his family are running a business, we thought maybe they are rich or maybe they're just like living a really, really good life. However, the reality is so different. They have to work very, very hard to keep their life. So this is something that surprised me. Yeah. From the surface, it's something. But under the surface, it's a totally different thing. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming and speaking about the film.
Sure. Thank you.
Yujin Wang produced the documentary Yen Qing that showed at the Milwaukee Film Festival. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mayan Silver.